Welcome. It is Peer Pressure, Diane Kamikaze podcast, fundraising version number 2. How's that for a title? So we are well into the throes, the point of no return in our fundraiser. And if you have not donated money to WFMU yet, I urge you, please do. The number to call is 800-989-9368. We have 2 new t-shirts. We've got a WFMU cooler, a USB drive. There's a lot of really great prizes. My premium this year is hand-painted, more or less customized light switch plates, single light switch plates, which I've had a lot of fun creating. And right now I have light green paint on my knuckles and dark blue paint underneath my fingernails. Very attractive. I've been making sure I've been eating food with a knife and fork lately and not by hand, because even though the paint is just sort of residual, it just looks gross. I'm not going to bite into a sandwich that looks like that. So, I've got a lot of prizes today, of course, or this week, of course, on my show. And one of them is, oh, I can say this the way I want to say it. It's a Joey Shithead bobblehead. Woo! You know, of course, we cannot curse on WFMU. And I just cursed, and it feels great. So Joe was my guest in the beginning of December last year. And I'm going to add a little snippet here about DOA from the interview. And they're in the studio right now, coming on their 40th anniversary. A little talk about covers. And if you are inclined, please pledge online. pledge.wfmu.org/donate/DK. The DK is a capital D and a capital K. Or call us at 800-989-9368. I hope to hear from you anytime. And thank you to everybody who has pledged. Thank you for being a listener. Thank you for making WFMU worth doing. I know you guys are out there. And I've been here a long time, and it is time well spent. So I'm very, very appreciative. And, you know, we have those repairs to make on the building. The building really is in terrible shape. It's not funny. But like, kind of like the back of the building is falling off just a little bit. So here's some Joey Keithley. I like to call him Joey Shithead just for a minute. And thanks, WFMU forever.
We have 3 covers we picked up, but I can't tell you any of them because every time you come up with a good idea for a cover, another band tries to steal it.
Oh, so it's a race to who gets the record out first.
Well, yeah, exactly, right? Because we, when we put out War, for example, on War in 45 in 1982, we were pretty excited by the version, and there's a great great mix of it that Tom Wilson did in L.A., and the record company was really excited. They're going, wow, this is great, right? And then all of a sudden we heard that The Jam, who were obviously a much more prominent band at the time, had done a version of War. And we went, oh, crap. And then the thing was, though, we found a record with their version on it, and it was a really light, good version, but like a soft and soulful version. Like, you know, they were not really a rock version. So then we went, yeah, we're okay.
Yeah, I don't think I ever heard that version, actually.
Yeah, we were, like, really disappointed when we heard they put out one because, you know, their first couple of records are really great records, right?
So, yes.
But, you know, then it turned out to be, you know, not have much impact, right? So,
War is one of your classic ones. I love your version of Communication Breakdown. It's so.
Yes, that is a funny one. I don't know. That just kind of got thrown up that, hey, we need one more song, and then how about this? And we did it, and then all three of us, I don't know if Dave did, but Chuck, Randy, and I, Chuck and Randy tried singing the lead vocals because I said, oh, too high for me. And they both sounded horrible, so we scrubbed that. So I sang it like in a lower octave than what it should be. And the funny thing is, if you listen to the very end of the song, right, this is real audiophile stuff here, right, going deep here. But the very end of Communication Breakdown, you hear this really high-pitched, that what's happened, that's the very end of the tape. The 2-inch tape ran out because the version we did was actually another minute and a half longer. It just kept going. But, you know, when the 2-inch tapes go up, they make that high-pitched electronic sound. So,
I'll have to see.
So that's why the song ends there. That's going a bit too deep for most of your audience, I think.
Oh, I don't know. It may not be. I can see. I'll play that later.
End, it's at the end of side one, Hardcore 81.
Yeah.
Right, so,
I think. Yeah, I have it. I have that record right here. I'll play that afterwards, and we'll all sit around the radio. And
sure, yeah, that's a good way to go out. That's it's a funny. And we didn't like my vocals very much, so we put a really big, loopy kind of reverb on it to, kind of disguise it, which is not an uncommon studio trick.
And thanks for listening. Please support WFMU. We've been going for a long time and would like to continue. Lots of prizes and premiums for the loyal. 800-989-9368. Thanks to Joey. And on Thursday, I'll be giving away the bobblehead, the Joey Shithead bobblehead doll. If you want to win it, you know where to go. WFMU.org.